نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
With every amal, with every deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached a nur to it, a light to it. If any action is committed, performed by a human being, then within that there is nur, there is light. And when you recite the Qur'an, in the Qur'an there is its own nur, the hadith have its own nur, light, sahih hadith has its own light and nur, da'if hadith has its own nur and light. Every deed, every amal Allah Ta'ala that He's given, it has its own unique nur. There was a pious elder, and he wasn't educated as such, and he hadn't done hifz, memorization, nothing. But he, when the Quran was recited by somebody, if a hafiz made a mistake and a fault, then he would make the correction. He would inform the correction. If somebody read a hadith, and he would explain this hadith, if it's da'if, it's sahih, sahih hadith or qudsi hadith. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, how do you know what's happening? You haven't even learnt yourself. And then he replied that the reality is such that every deed, every amal, Allah Ta'ala has instilled a nur, a light in it. And those nur, that nur, that light, I can see it. And then I can make the assessment of the situation. So this is Allah's karam and grace, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with every amal, every deed, He's also attached a reward, a great reward. In the same way, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And this is a great deed. Allah ta'ala said in the Qur'an that dhikr is a great deed, indeed, great action. And that Allah ta'ala said it's akbar, it's greatest. So imagine how great its nur, its light will be, that's attached to dhikrullah. So in the same way, people can see this. People can see this. There's a hadith, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Sahib rahimahullah has recorded this hadith in his kitab. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stated that in the heavens, the inhabitants of the heavens, when they look down on the earth, those homes within which the dhikr of Allah is performed, they, the inhabitants of the heavens, they see those homes sparkling and shining just like the moon and the sun. This is the hadith of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. So you can imagine yourself that those houses, those places where dhikr of Allah is done, so much they are shining and glowing, so much nur Allah is instilled in them, that the inhabitants of the heavens, the angels, they look down and it seems to them as if it's the sun and the moon shining. And my passion, my determination, it says that in reality the moon and the sun and the stars that we see from here shining, sparkling, even their situation is the same. That their light and shine and sparkle isn't their own, rather the angels, the dhikr Allah performed in the heavens, due to that the sun and the moon and the stars shine. So the dhikr Allah, it illuminates the dunya in the heavens, the dhikr Allah enlightens, illuminates the heavens, and on the earth, the human being when doing dhikr illuminates the earth. So when a person and a human being does dhikrullah and he's regular in dhikr, consistent, then the nur comes within him, light comes within him. Qalbi nuru, fi sami nuru, fi shari nuru, fi dami nuru, fi basri nuru. All nur, all light, everything attached to him, every hair, everything of his becomes nur, enlightened, illuminated due to the dhikr of Allah. So this is the dhikr of Allah. Now we think, oh, I'm doing dhikr, where's the nur? How much light has come? How much intensity? This, we go through these thoughts of destruction, and this is weakness of our iman. For us, the dalil, the proof, are a hadith, the hadith. And there's no greater fact than the hadith that can give us yaqeen and faith. With strong yaqeen, we should enable, establish dhikr in our homes. In our homes. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Don't allow ghaflat to overtake us. So when dhikr is taking place, alhamdulillah, just like this receiver system we have, the telecommunication system Allah Ta'ala has prepared. So tell your children, families, that play dhikr through these mediums. So much barakah in dhikr that the shaitan run away, jinnat run away. And the pious elders have stated this. Then those houses where dhikr of Allah is performed, there'll be no magic there, there'll be no shaitan there, no jinnat there, nothing at all. That's how barakah, blessed is dhikr of Allah. So it's not just that, for example, that you're doing dhikr at home and then that box is running as well and there's music playing as well and dhikr is playing at the same time. No. So when you prepare for dhikr, the gathering, then adab, manners is a great thing. This is disrespect that you recite Quran in such a place where there's other sinful things going on. So you're disrespecting what? The Quran you're disrespecting. The same way when Allah Ta'ala and that allows us to do dhikr. And at that time, you should put some fragrance on, perfume, because angels come to that gathering, and pack away the negative things, vice, and play the dhikr of Allah, and establish the dhikr of Allah. Then the same way in the heavens, when they look down, the angels, there will be nur around that human being. That human being who does dhikr, when he does dhikr, his body becomes like an entirety of nur. And it's that nur he will take with him to his grave, through the life and into the grave. That's why it's stated that when the human being goes into the grave, that dhakir would be dhikr of Allah, then his grave will be illuminated, full of light on the day of resurrection. When he gets up, his face will be enlightened, illuminated. And also that nur that he doesn't see in the world, because he doesn't experience it, in reality that nur was with him. So we should definitely do that action, practice that action, without any precondition, without laziness, without looking for proofs. And that when the hadith gives the dalil that after this, after doing this amal, this is the state of affairs of that human being, his condition, then the human being, definitely he is surrounded in that nur, immersed in the nur. Hazrat wrote a waqia about this, as a Shaykh al-Hadith Sabram, we read his kitab. He said there was a pious elder, he was sat down in Makkah, and that he was from one of the great khulafa of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Sahib Rahmatullah. He was from one of his great khalifas. And this pious elder was sitting down, he was reciting or praying something, or reciting Durood Sharif. And he wrote this event that whilst I was there in Haram Sharif, present there, then whilst I was praying or reciting, he saw suddenly that in the haram, he saw, where's this light that's coming? It's spreading all over. And some people, they see, this is what they see, the nur. It's not that we can't see it. That, as I said to you, this is a pious elder, his event. He said, whose nur is this light, this spread, that the whole haram is illuminated? And he said, no, somebody said, I can't see anything. One of his colleagues, he said, no, what's this? He saw in front, Hazrat Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah was coming, walking along. SubhanAllah. So he stood up suddenly. And he stood up and he shook his hands, and in Musafa he said, oh, today you've come, what a great miracle, that the whole haram is nur ala nur, light beyond light, mashallah. So in the dunya people are present like this, because they don't see, is the nur coming, is light coming or going, is there benefit of what I'm doing, of dhikr, and this is not happening, I can't experience this. No, when you're performing such an action, practice such action, then you need yaqeen for that, certainty. But we don't have yaqeen on this, do we? We don't have certainty, belief. We just hear, we read, but we don't have conviction. We should have conviction, and we realize the conviction, certainty, when a person practices on something. When we don't practice on that fact, that means we don't have yaqeen in it. We don't have certainty in it, belief in it. We don't have faith in it. And a person who has faith and he has certainty that the hadith is correct, just like Hazrat Mullah Nazir Sahib hadith, we're listening, that the dhikr the person does at home and nur comes into the house, when his yaqeen and faith is high and strong and he believes in the hadith, and he'll say that, let's look for somebody who teaches dhikr, so I can also learn dhikr, so I can do dhikr as well, so I can ask the teacher the tariqah, the method, I can ask the times, the schedule, and make a system of life. Such a big deed I'm wasting, that so much good news has come about dhikrullah, that the human being becomes like a bubble of dhikr. That Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, explained that what nur is it that will go with us to Bridge of Sirat on the day of resurrection, make you glow and take you through all of the darkness phases? What nur will that be? The dhikr of Allah. It's the nur, the light of the dhikr of Allah, that will assist us. Such an amal, such a deed about which Allah Ta'ala is praising so much, defining it. If we don't do that action, I can't understand. Imagine what reason can be for not doing that. Means then we don't have yaqeen. No yaqeen on the Quran, we don't have yaqeen on the hadith about this amal that Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained clearly, that what a great, fantastic action this is. Anyway, so I'm happy, alhamdulillah, those people who have faith and certainty, we realize those who know and believe and have faith, they've come with the fadl of Allah and sat down. Allah Ta'ala gives fadl, an opportunity for somebody, and Allah Ta'ala enables us to do. So we sat in the majlis with the yaqeen that no problem, we have to travel a bit far maybe, or go to another area, locality, but they had so much yaqeen that we'll go there. We've heard these facts from the pious elders, the hadith, we've heard them, read them. So inshallah, when we go and sit in dhikr, then we'll be nur ala nur. There'll be no loss at all. No loss. And those people, mashallah, who have passion, then they also advise their family to do dhikr when they leave their home. They say, you also listen to dhikr whilst I'm away. There's a lot of benefit in this. And this happens. That here, mashallah, there are such events I can share with you that a brother, he said to his wife that I'm going to dhikr, to the majlis gathering, you know the dhikr we do. So you also put on, switch on the dhikr on the system and listen to it. And that sister, you know, women folk, generally speaking, are a bit, sometimes a bit lazy. So the husband went, she switched on the dhikr. And when she switched it on and listened to it, then her emotions changed, her condition changed. When he came back, he said, what's the situation? He said, I don't know. I'm feeling a bit different. He said, what's the problem? He said that she asked, when you were doing dhikr in the masjid, how many people are there? He said, just those few that are there with us. Hazrat was there and there were some other colleagues there. And she said, no. That was there ijtima today? Was there a big conference today? Ijtima. She said that more than the ijtima, there was more voices of people doing dhikr coming through the speaker than the ijtima. She said that I can also say with conviction that they weren't just human beings, and I was afraid. I thought, let me switch it off. There's so much audible voices and power in the dhikr of Allah. It's just like the earth and the heavens were shaking at that time. She said, I heard this. And this is today events like this. These are hadith, my brothers. These are hadith, but as long as we request, I want a current, an injection, I want to see something visibly, until then we won't have yaqeen and certainty. Look, when we listen to the hadith, immediately have belief that let's go to a wali Allah, shaykh, there's nur in dhikr, okay, I pray, salah, do other things, and shaitan will come and stop us. What does shaitan do? Shaitan has only one function, objective, that he wants to make you do a U-turn and stop you from doing dhikr of Allah. He'll stop you from praying salah, doing tilawat. And what's his excuse? Oh, I'm lazy, I don't feel like doing dhikr now. Oh, I've done this already, that I don't need, for example, we have no need to do anything else. He said, I've already done this before. I've prayed the fard. Why do I need to implement the nafil? Oh, we don't have no need to do tilawat of the Quran. The pull yourself together. That he's talking rubbish, I've got time, I've got health, if I don't have health tomorrow, what will happen then? So today if I do dhikr of Allah, then this noor is collected within me. And is this a small reward? But shaitan says, no, I prayed salah. I said, okay, go home. I'll sit down next time. Come to the next majlis. What's the benefit of this? The masjid empties. Masjid empties, isn't it? Everyone thinks like this. This is our yaqeen state of affairs today. This is the level of our belief today. One action free of charge Allah has given to us. Such a great amal. Allah has given us the tawfiq to do this. Totally. The platform's been made, the masjid you've come to, everything's happened, the majlis is ready, everything. All you have to do is 30 minutes, 45 minutes, sit there, and when you will go home, thousands of times over, your barakah will multiply. For example, it will compensate for that time that you think you've lost. But many times we see when you leave the masjid after dhikr, those people who left before us, they stood outside still talking. I'm surprised that they've got time to stand there and talk now. They don't have the tawfiq. This is Allah's tawfiq. Such a great tawfiq. Allah gives an opportunity. Allah's karam. Allah's grace. That, for example, you can see the masjid is empty in front of you. Those people whose yaqeen is high and great, Allah's given love, they're not even belonging to this locality. They've come from another area and they've come to this masjid to do the dhikr of Allah. So here, a person should be grateful that it's not our achievement. It's not our achievement at all. We should be grateful to Allah Ta'ala that how you prepared us for the hereafter. We didn't know this, that in the hadith, this is what's mentioned, etc. But until we don't get something visible proof after we do the amal, that we say, oh, I want all my requirements of the dunya to be fulfilled, the barriers, the hurdles that I've got in my life, I want them fulfilled. And when I do dua to prove that this zikr is correct, why am I dua's not being accepted? Why have I got restrictions and problems in life? Why am I not succeeding in things I want, my ambitions and aims? So this is our standard today. To prove if dhikr is beneficial when we do dhikr and we go home, I want all my du'as accepted, all my requests to be fulfilled, and then we'll say that dhikr is correct and yes, we accept it. Remember this, this dunya is the place to practice, and whoever departs here, then in the hereafter we'll receive the result of actions. Here we'll do, there we'll receive in the hereafter. There in the hereafter there's nothing to do. Will you say to somebody, pray? Will somebody tell us to pray there? And they'll say that we sent, Allah will say, I sent you to the world to pray salah. Why are you not praying? Why didn't you pray and send it here? For example, in the hereafter, you say, should we do umrah? Should we do talawat? Should we pray now? Then you'll be asked, did you go there to eat food? To gossip? To chit-chat? What was your objective in the world? Did you go for arguments to the world? Do you go there for chit-chat and gossip? This is what we're sent to this world for, the practice here and receive the hereafter, the rewards. So don't be lazy, my friends. Don't be lazy. Okay, today we are in a busy era, but Allah has given us such an amal that whilst you're walking and moving, you can do this amal as well. All you have to do is pay attention to your heart. That learn the dhikr of the heart from a shaykh. Learn the qalbi dhikr. Attain it. Look, if the heart goes into your dhikr, goes into your heart, then your tongue will also move. Your heart will move, your tongue will move, and you, with your hands, you'll earn money as well. And you won't stop earning. For example, the computer of your heart is moving. And then look, I'll explain to you the masala of the heart coming alive, that people don't know what this means. Yes, because mashallah, you are dhakireen. So I'll explain. Some people say that my heart is not beating, it's not moving, I can't feel it moving. Complaints come. That I can't realize that in my heart I'm doing dhikr of Allah, I don't feel the emotion. We also have this objection nowadays, don't we? And complain that when my heart's not moving, beating, we think, oh, my dhikr is not correct. Hazrat Sahab's dhikr that is told me is not correct. The meaning of the heart beating, coming alive, the qalb jari, the meaning of this isn't that the heart is physically beating or moving. Or whatever latifa that you have dhikr on, the seven latifas, the seven positions that the dhikr is dhikr on, they all become nur ala nur, enlightened, illuminated. You're asleep, there's nur. They become nur and you don't know what that is. That when your eyes were closed, when you pass away, then you'll learn what the nur is. And you say, oh, this is what I was doing. Then, as I said to you, this place, the dunya, is the place to practice. It's not to show, this is the reward, this is the reward you've got, this is the reward you've got. The here, work, make effort, and in the hereafter, you'll get the envelope. Yes, remember this, you won't get the envelopes here, the rewards here. Here, you'll get other tests and challenges and hurdles and restrictions. More will come here. So yaqeen, when you develop yaqeen, then don't leave your children at home. Don't leave the young children at home, the young boys at home. We don't leave yaqeen. We say, oh, you work and I'll go to do the dhikr. You do this for me, A, B, C, these things for me. Yeah, you do these actions for me and I'll go to the dhikr, we say. How can we feel like doing this at all? Tell me. That this is our situation, this is our connection to Allah today, that we have this yaqeen on the Quran and Hadith. So this is then what we'll get in the hereafter. Yes, you won't get from the amal, you'll get based on your yaqeen and certainty. So here we need to practice, my friends, practice. And shaitan, what's he? He stops us, oh, it's a waste of time, you've done so much ibadah, etc. No, for this there's a great, you can say, method. So I explained to you what is the meaning of the heart being alive. I told you this, didn't I? Qalb jari. So don't think that, oh, my heart's not beating, I can't feel the emotions, etc. The heart's moving, it's not moving, it's beating or beating, we're not worried about that. It's just an organ, a piece of flesh. If it's moving, beating, fine. If it's not, fine. So what does it mean, the qalb is jari, qalb's come alive? The meaning of the qalb's come alive is that every moment that person's focus and attention is towards Allah. Okay? That's the meaning. These are the effects of dhikrullah. Yes? Let's, like, for example, there's a person who drives a taxi. He's always occupied in taxi driving. And even while he's sleeping, he'll have a dream. I'm driving a taxi, passengers come, this and that. Why? Because he's got a strong connection with driving a taxi. Another person runs his shop, his store. Every moment he's eating. And even at home while he's eating, I should have bought this stock and displayed this stock and run the store and that. Because he's focused, paying attention towards his work and store. So when your heart is alive, then what happens is that every moment your attention and focus is on nothing else except Allah. Except Allah. Every moment, every second, your attention and focus is on Allah. Walking, moving. That's why I say, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan. It means this, whilst you're sleeping, you're thinking about Allah. Whilst you're walking, you're thinking about Allah. You're lying down, you're thinking about Allah. When these emotions overcome you, then consider and understand and realize that your heart is alive. The more tawajjuh, more strong focus and attention to Allah, I'll tell you the sign of that as well. What's the sign, the criteria, that am I paying attention and focus on Allah? I'll tell you the sign of that as well. Whoever has attention and a focus on Allah, then the proof for that person is this, that he will not disobey Allah. He will not disobey Allah. How? How can he disobey Allah? How? If you are focused and paying attention on your boss, your employer, then will you commit fraud at work? Will you do wrong? No. My boss is watching. He's aware. Do work. He's watching. He's installed cameras. Some people put cameras, install cameras. That, for example, in Pakistan, they install cameras. They sit here and watch the workers. Those who are the workers, they know, no. And even though he's far away physically, so he's watching in the camera. Boss, he looks on the phone up and say, sack him. This is called tawajjuh on the world, paying attention and focus on the world. So the boss is Allah, he's watching work. So in the same way, the human being will be attached to Allah. That's why dhikr is done, that your tawajjuh and focus on Allah is strengthened, developed. That always you think Allah's near me, he's looking at me. When you're about to do something wrong, you say, oh, Allah said, no, don't do this. He said, prohibited, I won't do this. This is the degree of certainty we should have, the darajat, the levels of the dhikr of Allah. So these things, if we're not developing these within us and sins are not being eliminated, and then doesn't matter how much you sit and do dhikr Allah until the nur doesn't come, it's a mirage. And all those other things, visions and experiences, they're all fake. Some people think that my heart is moving, beating, but they're committing sins, they're doing non-sharia actions, and they think that they're pious and dhakireen. They're deception and delusion. This is all fuzul and wasteful thoughts. It's the draj, mirage. There's only one standard of a successful dhakir, that man, that woman, who if dhikr has gone into them and absorbed within them and penetrating something is absorbed within them, embedded in them, but which said that every atom, every hair of his is doing the dhikr of Allah, then there's a big sign for that he will not disobey Allah. You say, no, it's too hard for me to do this, I won't do this action. And he will shake, he will shudder thinking about sinning whilst thinking about or doing sin. That if he oppresses someone, he'll shudder and shake. In the dunya, he'll detach his heart from the dunya. Rather, he will only do as much in the dunya as is necessary. And this is the heart coming alive, the qalb coming alive, being jari. So when this emotion overtakes a person, alhamdulillah, if this is not being made, then keep on doing dhikr, keep on having sohbat with your teacher. Not this, that leave the action, no, keep on trying, keep on making effort. Because you're on the right path, the straight path, then that, for example, you think, oh no, my heart's not beating, I'm not feeling enjoyment, I'm not stop sinning, then don't stop, keep on traveling, keep on working out. Eventually the destination will come. Definitely the end point will come. You want to travel to London, and you don't have a good car, nice car, maybe you've got a broken down car, the people who got a good car, they reach and they found out, we've arrived, and you say, I'm not getting there, it's hard, it's difficult, when will I arrive? They'll keep on looking at your watch, but you will definitely arrive there, don't worry. Even if you are slow, you will definitely arrive there. Don't turn back. Don't do U-turn. But unfortunate people are those people, most of all, who they don't travel on that path. How will they get to the destination? They stop. Then what will be the hisab in the hereafter? And they make excuses. They make their own criteria and standard. I do this action. I do these ibadat. I've got these amal. No. All of these things, you need to sit with the sheikh, a teacher, have friendship with him, connection, attain guidance from him, understand what he's telling you. Wherever you see this weakness in your life, explain to the teacher. You'll present yourself. Then inshallah, you will start to travel and move. That don't make it up from your own ends. That, oh, this is my standard, this is my practice, I'm successful, I do X, Y, Z, I'm this, I'm that, I've achieved. Not at all. Not at all. Our standard and criteria include shaitani waswasa and nafs and desires that don't make us understand the reality. So present your ahwal and your deeds and your status and condition to your sheikh, to your teacher, that I'm doing this action and this action, I'm doing this action. And you say, leave this and do this. Our Hazrat, from his khulafa, Hazrat Karimullah Shah Sahib rahmatullahi, and it was his son, he was sent to Medina, who he's looking after everything there, all the work there nowadays, and he went, and obviously Medina, mashallah, the color of Medina takes over, and the effects of the environment, they take over a person. So after coming back, when he returned, then he saw that he sat down, he's doing wazifa. He says himself, my father asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm doing this wazifa, this recitation, this prayer, this and that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And his father said, that shall I not just tell you one action to replace all of them? I'll tell you one action which will be greater than all of them. He said, what is that? He said, come here, come in front of me. And then he placed his finger on his heart. Allah, he said three times, said, do this action. Leave everything else. So the barakah of this is such, he said, today I realize the barakah of that. So this, we don't know, we don't understand what action is what gives us benefit, what won't give us benefit. And today, nowadays, we don't even read books. Today, mashallah, we have Sheikh computer that gives us all of our information. That's enough to tell us, isn't it? Just press the buttons, oh, this Sheikh said this, and this man is saying this, this alim scholar said this, do this amal, and this is how magic will disappear, and recite this many verses. Someone says, do this action and that action. Thousands of people are taking wazifas and recitation and amal through that, through the computer. Tell me, that is this a method of learning? That's the method. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha qulu ma sadiqin. The Quran has given us the formula. If you want to become a real human being, then establish sobat company with a wali Allah and have his company. And many wrong things are eliminated and good things are attained. So those who want that, that we also want to be improved, we want to improve our wife and children, I've told you, then you have to make effort, work hard. Yes, Allah has said in the Quran that all of these things, wife, children, environment around us, can all be a fitna. But Allah says, وَلَوْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ at the same time. وَلَوْ إِنْ دَلْ أَجْرُ الْعَظِيمٌ Allah says, but if you work hard, make effort to improve them, do tarbiyah, and you work hard, then remember there's a great ajr for this work. There's a great reward. Not this you give up. No, no, I've tried my hardest, I've said too much, but it's not in my control. No, don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't lose hope. In the path of Allah, never give up, never lose hope. So first thing is this, that in our homes, amongst our family folk, we should establish dhikr. And mashallah, dhikriya masjid is a great arrangement. Mashallah, dhikriya masjid is a ajeeb nam Allah Ta'ala has given dhikriya masjid. Ajeeb nam. That however you want to do dhikr, there's no restriction there, inshallah. No restriction. Yes, such, for example, a desire people are asleep in the morning, why we do dhikr in the masjid. So also dhikr should go to the people's homes. So you know the mic for the masjid system, they have a separate mic. One is the mic in the masjid, the speakers. One is the mic for the system so that it can go into the receiver system. So much barakah. In all homes in the morning, there's dhikr taking place. Women folk, mashallah, they're home, aren't they? And they hear the voice. They say, oh, there's barakah in the house. And those who have no yakin, they switch off. They have no desire. Yes? So just switch on the receiver system before you leave home in the morning. Yes, so dhikr can play. Because why? We've heard the hadith, in that home where there's dhikr, what will happen there? Then it will just, that house will shine like the sun and the moon. Dhulamat will disappear, darkness will disappear, Allah Ta'ala's barakat will come. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wa-salamu ala Sayyidina Muslimin. Shafi'in al-Muslimin wa ta'ahu wa yasin al-Habib al-Ameen. Allahumma khfirlana sanawana wa sanawana. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا لا تحمل علينا إصرا ولا تأخذ بنا به عفوا ولا ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وارحمنا أنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وارحمنا أنت خير الراحمين ربنا آتنا من نورنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اجعلنا في قلبي نورا وسمي نورا وبصير نورا وقلبي نورا امام نورا وتحتي نورا عاصم نورا وسمي نورا ولمي نورا دمي نورا وشعري نورا وبصري نورا ولساني نورا ونفسي نورا يا عظم دي نورا يا من اللهم اجعلني نورا يا كريم اللهم اعنا ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك شكرك اللهم اغفرنا بحلالك ونرامك وبدن بفضلك ومن سواك يا رحم الرحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهم ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد